The Geek News Central Podcast for Tuesday, February 8th, 2005. I hope you guys are ready for this. I got a little surprise for you.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, coming to you live.
This is the only way forward.
From historic Ford Island, Honolulu, Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. The geek from Geek News Central is about to come on the air. He's putting on the headset. He is pulling up the microphone. He has opened a can of Red Bull. He has strapped himself into the chair. His assistant is slapping him in the face. Get ready. And now, your host, Todd the Geek from Geek News Central.
All right, folks. All right, let's get this thing. Let's get it on. Aloha and aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. This is the Geek from the Geek News Central Podcast. Yeah, I'm kind of excited, and I hope you are too. We got a great show for you today. It's Tuesday, and 8 February 2005, and welcome to the podcast. And hey, we've got some new stuff we're doing tonight. And obviously, the intro was new, and I'll have some more surprises for you throughout the podcast. So enjoy that, and we've got a lot more where those come from. So we're going to be mixing it up a little bit during the next couple of weeks while we go through all the little samples that we've got, and you guys can let me know what you think. But I am doing some different processing tonight. I spent about 3 hours here in the office. I haven't been real happy with the quality of the audio that's been coming. And I don't know, I guess I'm a perfectionist. So I messed around with the system tonight a little bit, and I'm actually using a filter for the first time on Adobe Audition. And hopefully that's going to help out. And also, the Mac Mini is the backup machine. It's basically recording a live input that's off my mixer. And we're going to be checking out how that does. Once we're done, I'll go back and process these shows and see which machine can do it the quickest. I took some time over the weekend to kind of learn how the Mac Mini did audio, or how the OS X or OS X did audio. And, you know, I think you saw my weblog post. I wasn't overly impressed. The Soundflower stuff, you know, that thing just does not work. And I appreciate the inputs from a few of you. You sent me some info and said, don't use that, and just try to use the Mac, iMini inputs and go strictly to the application. So that's what we're doing. So we'll see if it works. It's not going to have any of the music on because I'm not doing a back loop feed. But if this recording doesn't turn out the way I suspect it to, then we'll just cut in the music and use the Mac Mini's feed. So I guess we'll see what happens. But I do want to apologize to all of you out there on Friday. One of our independent music artists that we featured, I sent you the wrong website. And I hope you didn't, some of you went, and because I know I got emails from you, but do not go to bradsucks.com. That is the wrong website, folks. And if any of our younger members of the podcast crew here that's listening to us went to that site, I apologize profusely, and bradsucks.net is the correct website that you're going to go to. I think I'm going to suggest to him that he do something about that, because that's just a fair warning to all you guys out there. If you're going to go out and register a domain and you want to promote yourself on it, make sure you get the .net, .org, .com, .biz, .everything that you can get. Because, you know, somebody will come in behind and set up a porn site, and inadvertently, you know, people are trying to find you are going to find the porn site. So it was too bad. Now, I've been dealing over the weekend. I had a bunch of server issues with my hosting provider, and it was just one thing after the other. On Saturday, I was doing a little bit of work on the techpodcast.com website. And it was looking beautiful. It really was. I had everything all set up and organized the way I wanted it to. And I'd put up a new front page, as everyone has seen. And if you haven't been over to the Tech Podcast with an S, site, then check it out and let me know what you think about the front page. We kind of threw it up there as a quick go-between until the full site's built. But we've got the site up running on Drupal, and I'm pretty happy with it. But anyway, I started noticing some errors, and I'm not a Linux guy, so I started getting these errors that said error 28. And I was looking up on the net trying to figure out what this error 28 message was, and it turns out that it was a MySQL server issue where the temp directory becomes filled or overflowed or doesn't get flushed or something. But I could write, basically on the web logs, we could write articles to the SQL server. It would send it to them. But when the software went to grab the information it needed to rewrite the index pages, it wouldn't. But what was real strange is all the category pages were being updated and the monthlies and, you know, everything else, but the index.html's were not being updated. Of course, I went into panic mode thinking it was, you know, I had something wrong with the script or, you know, there was, something had worked its way into the system that wasn't supposed to, and it was across all weblogs on that host. So pretty quickly I figured out, yeah, it's definitely the host. And so, of course, I'm going to call their 24-hour, 7-day-a-week tech support. Nah, I called, got a machine, went online, put down my tech support issues. Nobody was there, and I said, hey, online, there's an online person, one of those chat online deals. So I go online to talk to them, and sure enough, they cue me right in, and I'm talking to Christine. So I'm saying, Christine, I got this error 28, da-da-da-da-da-da, and she's asked me, what is your username? What is your ticket number? Well, obviously, it was a bot. So they actually had the gall to have a computer asking me questions about my tech support and then claiming it was being sent up to a higher level. So, you know, a lot of these hosts, I've been on this host for 3 years. I can't complain about them too much. It's Infinology. And they give me great bandwidth for the price. So I was just like, man, you know, so I was down all weekend. We put a whole bunch of information into the weblog, but nothing got posted. And sure enough, about 7 a.m. this morning, I was able to post it. It was all updated because they had came into work and finally gotten the system cleared up. But makes you really want to ask these people, do you really have the 24/7 tech support that you claim you do? Now, another thing that we launched this weekend, podcastawards.com. We are working aggressively towards a June 15th of this year. We're going to have our first podcast awards contest. It's going to be kind of run like the bloggies, I think. We haven't fully decided how we're going to implement it all. We're going to be looking for some people to help us. But our plan is to have that contest middle of June through probably it's going to end up being through the middle of July. And we are going to have an award ceremony, tentative awards ceremony at Podcast Expo. Now, my good friend Chris over at Podcast Alley, him and I are working together on this. So I want you guys all to make sure you go over there and visit Podcast Alley. And, hey, while you're there, vote for our site or any other podcasters. But, give Chris your support. He's a great guy. And we have a great friendship, and it's continually growing on a daily basis. Okay, let's see here. What else I got in there? Oh, man. I was noticing on some PubSub. I did some searches on PubSub. I actually set up some search queries. And for those of you that are not using PubSub yet, you need to get out there and try PubSub. But I started finding trackbacks on sites that we have never referenced. You know, I would write an article, let's say, write an article on something I found on Ziff Davis, and the article would have come from Ziff Davis, the originating article. So obviously we ping Ziff Davis. Well, within 2 or 3 days, my article that I wrote verbatim, almost verbatim, maybe a few snippets taken out, would show up on some of these other sites, and they would show on their sites that we had pinged them. Now, those of you that are web bloggers will understand this immediately. Someone has built a utility to fake a trackback ping to their site, and I just, I become, oh, I was mad. So I sent all of them, you know, little nice emails, cease and desist, quit doing that, you're, you know, you're infringing, you're abusing my copyright, you know, we've got a Creative Commons license. We say, go ahead and use our content, just give us a reference back, you know, that's all we want. But these guys were claiming that we, you know, basically what they were trying to imply was that we were going to their sites for the information and then writing, or actually copying this material and putting it on Geek News Central. Totally the opposite. So, and there was just about four or five, seven sites that I found that were doing this. So, web bloggers, pay attention. There's some dirty tricks going on. I received messages back from four people, and they were kind of sheepishly, you know, oh, I'm sorry. But I asked them, I wanted to send me the tool. I want this tool that that they're using so that I can, you know, basically get the dibs on it and find out what's going on, and I'm going to put the word out to the rest of the net. You know, this is bullshit. It's not supposed to happen. Okay. This morning, actually Monday morning, I had an interview with took a survey with a guy from Tribe.net. And those of you that are not familiar with Tribe, it looks like they've got some stuff in works for bloggers. And he didn't ask me to say, not to say anything about it. And maybe what I'll do is I'll put a post up on it in the next couple of days. Talks about what we talked about. They've got some interesting ideas. And we went over seven different concepts, and I gave them basically a score of 1 to 7, what I thought of those concepts. And a couple of them I really didn't like, a couple of the other ones I really did, but real interesting what's going on over there at the Tribe. So I wasn't really familiar with their site until basically about midnight last night when I got a email from somebody on the West Coast saying, hey, they want to talk to some people. Would you be willing to talk in the morning? Real short turn on. And, you know, tells you that people are moving even at midnight on a Sunday night. It was pretty amazing. Now, okay, what have I covered everything? Oh, you know, something's going on. If you guys have read Scripting News today, Adam and Dave are not doing a business together. Now, that's not to say that Adam isn't doing something and that maybe Dave isn't doing something on the side. But I don't know if all is well in podcasting land between those two. We'll see. But Adam Curry is moving has to move his web logs, or actually, yeah, his web logs off Dave's server by sometime this month, the end of the month. Hey, Adam, if you're listening, man, go over to GoDaddy. We're going to talk about GoDaddy here a little bit tonight. But GoDaddy.com's got some awesome hosting packages right now, and this guy that is the CEO, president of GoDaddy, he's all right in my book, and for those of you that watched the Super Bowl or went in and voted on any of those ads, we got some stuff to talk about that tonight. But we're 13 minutes, and I haven't got into the hardcore content, but I do have to tell you a little story. Last night, man, I'm sitting here in the house, and it was about 11:30. My wife was downstairs. She was watching some TV. Of course, I'm up in the office, cruising the internet, doing the things that guys do when, just kicking back. And I heard this loud crash downstairs, and I thought, oh man, something bad happened. Something tipped over. And I went downstairs, and our family picture's laying on the floor. Now, we've been in this house 6 months or so, maybe 7 months, and I use real good picture hooks in the wall, you know, those real nice professional ones that you can buy at Home Depot, and it's got a special hook, and it's got, you know, kind of a little latch thing. It's not just the nail-type hook. Well, this family photo is big enough that it had to have a wire, and the so it's hooked on this nice hook that's got at least a quarter inch of meat, and this wire, and it's on the floor, people, and the wire's not broke. So her and I are sitting here looking at each other, trying to figure out how this thing fell off the wall. Hey, I think we got a ghost. I'm tripping because the thing's been up there for 6 months. There's no way that the kids could have bumped it. It's in a place where no one's shoulder can run into it. Unless that thing's been sitting there teetering for 6 months on a thread. And I looked at the wire, and the wire does not look like it's been indented where it kind of was hanging on the hook or something. I was tripping, folks. You know, hey, you know, it's Ford Island here in Honolulu. You know, Ford Island's got some history. Some sailors died on this island during World War II. And I don't know. We'll see. Keep you advised. But anyway, that does it for my general stuff. And let's kick into some content here. Okay, Google has launched their Google Does Maps. And I took a look at this. And if you haven't checked out what they've done here, you're not going to be using Yahoo. You're not going to be using MapQuest. Google has them all beat. And it has new standards. So maps.google.com. Check that out. It's awesome. Okay, congratulations to the Firefox folks, 23 million and counting. So, you know, upwards and upwards and upwards they go. So, great news on the Firefox front. You know, you just keep on getting, you know, more and more people online with it. Now, I logged on to Google, like Google Gmail, like a lot of you have. I've got like 50 giveaway accounts. So if any of you people out there listening to the show do not have a Gmail account, here's what you do. Send me an email, geek@geeknewscentral.com, or you can even visit the website at www.geeknewscentral.com and click on any comment line or something and say, I need a Gmail account or whatever. Send me a request. I'll get you a Gmail account. I got a lot to give away, and I've got two or three Gmail addresses for different purposes and different services I have. So, you know, I've got a bunch, and I think they're getting ready to give this, let this thing go public. So, I know most of you have already got them, but if you don't, get them while the getting's good. Okay, Dan Gilmore put a link into, there's a pretty good 4-minute video. I'm sure all of you that are listening to the podcast have got a clue, but if any of you have a friend or a family member or a business person or someone that does not understand what podcasting is all about, I'm going to link the article. You guys link them to the video, and it's a great video. Check it out and pass that on to your friends. And you know, whenever someone says, "Hey, I don't understand this podcasting thing," you know where to send them. Now, most of us are listening to the show are geeks, all right? So, I just had to laugh because there's what do you do with 4 iPod shuffles? Well, what geeks will do is they will make a RAID server out of it. They have took 4 iPod shuffles and they run them into a USB hub. And then this was on Mac OS X. And they set up a RAID to these 4 drives, and they copied them all. They did all this. It's pretty funny what they did there. So they got 4 gigs of storage. A little expensive to get 4 gigs, but that's what they did. And it was, you know, they had fun doing it. Now they tried putting a, basically on a Mac OS X, you can put a, you can boot from your RAID server, but they couldn't get that done. There was something that was blocking them and would not allow it. Okay, let's talk about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the Super Bowl ads. Hey, there was a lot of cool ads, but GoDaddy, I'm going to be honest with you, GoDaddy.com, I have registered a lot of domains with those guys. Matter of fact, I think I have 27 currently with them. I think some of you probably just gasped. Yeah, 27 with them, and I think 17 or 18 with another service, which I don't register anymore on. But GoDaddy had an ad, and it was a spoof on the wardrobe malfunction of Janet Jackson last year. But it also was a pretty good political statement. Now, take that and coupled with the president or CEO of that company as a ex-leatherneck, a Vietnam vet, and he has some pretty good posts on his weblog. And I sent a email to him, probably like hundreds of thousands of other people did today, and by his attitude on his weblog and by their stance that they took for the Super Bowl. And, you know, basically willing to stick it out there and make a political statement about censorship and about the overreaction of the FCC. Hey, you know what? Rock on. I'll send them some business. I'm gonna give them some of my business. So I've got some hosting accounts that are going to be expiring here within the next couple of weeks. And we're moving to GoDaddy. So I encourage you guys, that, especially those of you out there that are podcasters, they have it's a $7.95 plan. They give you 2 gigs of storage and 100 gigs of traffic. There's not very many hosting plans out there that'll do that. Now, they don't have a lot of particulars on how many extra domains you can run on the site. So you're going to have, you know, I need to ask those questions and find out. But that's where I'm headed. I'm going to go to GoDaddy. So I encourage the rest of you to do the same thing too. And I guess, you know, it all depends on how you guys feel. If you feel they didn't make a good representation, or, you know, maybe they did something they shouldn't. But anyway, that's the way I feel. So that's where I'm going. Okay. There's this bozo. Excuse me. I won't call him a bozo. But there's a guy that made this editorial comment that basically said, "Why does Windows still suck? Why do PC users put up with so many viruses and worms? Why isn't everyone on a Mac?" Okay, I've got a Mac Mini sitting here. The podcast is recording on both the PC and the Mac. And thus far, my experience has been, I don't know. It's not, I'm not being overwhelmed by the Mac experience. Everyone keeps saying, once you go Mac, you'll never go back. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's true. And I've been pretty objective, and I've tried to do a lot of, you know, checking and see how one does it and how the other does it. And sure, they've got some neat features. But, you know, I've got a printer sitting here on my shelf. It's a HP K80 multiple function printer. Does fax, scan, you know, the whole nine yards that these multifunction printers do. And I can't get a driver for it with the Mini. There's no driver. Hello, an HP printer, and there's no driver for Mac OS X. What's up with that? You know, and it also goes back to this, you know, when I was doing the testing to figure out how to do podcasts with the Mini, what I did was I set up everything according to the Engadget site. I went out there and verbatim did that. And what I was finding was that I had my microphone plugged into the iMini, and had my headset going in there too, and I would speak, and I would hear my voice like 4 seconds later in my headphone, coming back to me, the loop back. I've never, ever experienced that with my PC. I am right now, I have my input from my mixer and my processor that I have. It's going into a Creative Sound card on my laptop. I have a regular headset that I am wearing, and guess what? I'm hearing myself live immediately, no delay. The computer's sitting here hammering away. Why is this an issue with a Mac? Aren't they supposed to be like the audio video gurus? Aren't they supposed to be the best? You know, that's what their claim to fame is graphics and all this stuff. I don't get it. I don't see it. So maybe it's just because I'm running with the iMini, and maybe if you have a PowerBook or whatever with a standard in, you know, audio in. Do PowerBooks even have a standard audio in and out? I don't know. But, you know, I've got to run this special Sunflower package to be able to, you know, capture the audio from like my MP, from the QuickTime player, blah, 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 blah. You know, in Windows, I open up the little, we all know, us Windows users know the little icon for audio that's on our desk bar. I open that up, double click it. I enable one of the audios, and boom, I have my MP3 player can play into it, and it's all picked up by the feed automatically. Windows has the Mac beat in doing podcasts. Hands down. Hands down. It's for ease. You know, I could teach my mom how to do this on a PC in about 15 minutes. and all these little extra settings you have to do on the Mini. I don't think so. I really, really don't. Now, I know how much you're going to send me some mail and say, yeah, I'm overreacting, but it's true. You know, I've used Audacity, Adobe Audition. I've used all these programs on both the PC and on the Mini, and I sit here for about 6 hours, I believe on Saturday, dinking around with the Mini. Now, it might be because it's the Mini, but I got a gig of RAM in it. I got the top-end unit, which is about the same processing speed if I think of what my laptop is. If I do a comparison. But, you know, and I understand the process. I wasn't stupid. I knew how to do it. Everything got set up the first time. But, and the quality wasn't just there. Now, tonight, what are we using? I'm going to have to switch the other screen on the other computer to tell you what I'm using. I'm using Audio Hijack on the Mini. And it's still recording. I've got 30, I started it ahead of time. And I'm recording directly to an AAC file. So we'll see how that goes. That was relatively easy. So I think maybe that's probably the way to go. But this GarageBand and Sunflower and Sunfeeder, whatever this stuff is, you know, the Mac developers need to get a grip and get something developed that's podcast friendly. Okay, there's a great article on the future podcasting. They're running a whole series this week. Michael Butler did the first one on Monday. And what do we have here? Who's doing the Tuesday? Tuesday, it's going to be Michael Gohagan from Real Reviews. Wednesday will be Mark Ramsey of Radio Marketing Nexus. Thursday is Tim Borkin of Podcast Brothers. He's also the guy that is setting up the Podcast Expo over there in Ontario, California in November. I talked to him on the phone this morning. Dave Slusher of Evil Genius Chronicles is going to be doing one on Friday. So I'll put the link up there. You guys check that out. Michael Butler's article is pretty good, and I think he's on the mark in a few instances, and maybe, I don't know, we'll see what happens. It's going to, over the next 6 months, it's going to be an interesting washout of podcasting. Now, I heard that the IT Conversation podcast is going on hiatus for a while. I'm not quite understanding what that's all about, but there is a article on Steve Gilmore's Ziff Davis. I'm sorry, I'm not sure the headers didn't come up correctly. It's on Ziff Davis. It's got some information from him about what's going on there, but nothing in particular. And I don't know why. That's a great program that they do every week, and I look forward to its return. Now, Firefox users, there's a new vulnerability out that is going to make it harder. You know, we are getting these emails saying, check your PayPal account. It's been compromised. Or check your eBay. Or you're getting a mumble-jumble bank is sending the information. Yeah, it's just all this stuff, all this phishing that they're using to try to get people to go to websites that, you know, and put your information in there like you're going to be an idiot. But there's a vulnerability there, and they're not sure how they're going to fix it. I'm not going to go into the details. It's basically about international characterization support. But we'll see. We'll see what they're going to do with that. Now, the Linspire chief, who's going to be announcing their MP3 offering, their MP3 store, it's not going to have DRM. I have to quote what he had to say here. Yeah, and I know we talked about it last week, but I have to really quote what this guy has to say. He says, I think DRM is a problem. I've made no bones about it, he said in an interview Wednesday. I'm not a fan of DRM. I think it penalizes paying customers. If you can get music from file sharing networks and pay nothing and then get it from the record guys with a pair of handcuffs attached, I think it's awful. Oh, beautiful. Well said. Bravo. So if he does come out with this music site and if he gets a successful launch and he doesn't get hammered by all these, the RIAA and ASCAP and all those people, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to subscribe to a service for a year. Just because DRM, there's going to be no DRM restrictions. I can buy it once and put it on all my media devices that I own. Not that I'm going to go share it. And we've talked about this before in the podcast. You know, you all know how my feeling is on these restrictions that are put upon those of us that are adapters and users of media. You know, I've ranted about this enough. I think finally someone's standing up and saying, I've had enough. We're going to make a solution for people. And I just hope millions of people go over there and use his site. Leave Apple iTunes. Leave all these other sites that have DRM embedded in these files. Just move. Go over there. So I'm going to be pointing you over there as soon as they launch it. So enough said on that. Okay. Microsoft Watch, get ready for lots of fixes on Patch Tuesday. Apparently, they're going to be releasing 13 new security advisories, and there's going to be a whole bunch of patches coming at your computer. So, be prepared for that. I didn't read. Oh, you know what? I normally go through and I bring up a bunch of stories, and then I go through and I read them. I missed one tonight, so I'm not going to be able to talk about that. I've been having a bunch of DNS issues with my ISP. They're going to be coming out to my house on Thursday to find out what in the world is going on. And the reason I say that is because I opened up a window and it says site cannot be found. But finally, I did a refresh on the page and they're coming up. A little more news on the Gmail, getting ready for full launch. It's on the Ziff DavisNet Australia. And it's kind of a rumor. They're not really saying that they're going to be launching. And, you know, like I said, I have 50 invites on every one of my Gmail accounts, and kind of that's what they're basing their prediction on. Okay. All right. Voice over IP. Apparently, there's concern that there's a bunch of security issues, and basically, you know, we all know how we're getting spammed, and we all know how that. We're getting these messages on our cell phones, these instant messages on our cell phones. But apparently, there's a concern that spammers are going to start filling our voice IP boxes with spam voicemail. And, speaking of voicemail, damn, I don't have the thing in front of me, but I did get a Skype voicemail, and I appreciate the listener that sent that to me. That was a very nice thing to do, and even so, he said it was geeks helping geeks out, and basically hooked a brother up. So I appreciate him offering that up, and got me a voucher so I could go over there and try that out. But the sad part of it is the voucher expires in a month, so I don't know what's going to happen. So, all right, folks, now you have no excuses. When I'm offline, you can still call me on Skype on Geek News Central. Again, that Skype call sign is Geek News Central. Call, leave a voicemail on Skype, let us know what you think of the show, leave comments, smack me down, do whatever you got to do, but call. And you, along with that, you can call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. And we have gotten a few calls on the voicemail line, and I'll see if I can find those, and we'll put those probably up at the end of the show. We're at 33 minutes. I'm almost done. Okay, Doppler 2.0 is out. And I am a Doppler user. I'm a big fan of Doppler. They are way ahead of the pack from iPodder. So, you know, the iPodder 2.0 is in testing, but there's still the Doppler 2.0 Gold has been released. And so go out there, and those of you that like that client, download the Gold client and get it installed and have that thing start managing your stuff automatically. All right, Electronic Frontier Foundation. I have a sticker I'm holding in my hand. I'm going to wave it by the mic here. Can you guys hear that? Okay, it's the sticker says EFF Proud Member. And, you know, I give them a donation every year. And this is part of the reason why I give them a donation. Today, they announced that they have released a new privacy tool. It's called LogFinder. It helps eliminate unwanted logging of personal data, and it's for system administrators. So those of you that are system administrators that run a bank of servers or at an ISP particularly or at your company, you know, what's happening is the RIAA, MPAA, and all of these organizations that are trying to clamp down on users, they're going and subpoenaing doing a subpoena against the ISP for logs and records against these users. And basically what ends up happening is the ISPs have to go through by court order, and look and see what they've got in their log files for their, those users that are being prosecuted or being had lawsuits held against them. And what this tool does is go in there and make sure. Now, internet service providers are not supposed to be logging information about their users. There's certain information they're not supposed to log. So it goes through and it informs system administrators when their servers are collecting personal data, and it gives them the opportunity to turn that logging off. Not necessarily delete anything, guys. You're not deleting anything that you already collected. I know you'd never do that. Of course, I'm never telling you should break the law, but go out here to EFF, get that privacy tool, run it on your servers, find out what you're logging that you shouldn't be, and we can take the bull by the horns and beat them at their own game. Now, they're still going to go out and get people. And I don't condone people that are going out there and downloading thousands of music files. It's not right. But those of us that are geeks that are in a position to do something can. But anyway, I'll see what I've got in the music department here tonight. And we'll get ready to launch you up on independent music artist. And I think I'll have a surprise for you on that too. But as always, send comments about the show to geek@geeknewscentral.com. Call me on the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. Or you can call me on Skype at Geek News Central, all one word. Okay, but anyway, I guess that wraps it up. And we thank you for listening to the podcast. And we will see you on Friday for more fun. And from beautiful Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm the Geek from Geek News Central. And here comes your independent music artist. Okay, today we're going to feature Michael Butler and his band. Here's American Heartbreak, folks.
Is this your definition of music?
Turn the volume up.
These guys are the best.
As we kick off today's showcased independent music artist.
Somebody, everyone.
We don't know who we are, but it took 5 long years for us to get this far. Well, I know it destroys my will to live. I gave all I had to give. I will sing these words exactly how I feel. Somebody should stay.
Somebody should disappear. Somebody like you.
American Heartbreak. Somebody, Michael Butler and his band. Night, folks. Have a great one. Bye-bye.